Good morning. It's December 21st, 2025. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This report covers LQR House Inc., recent securities offering aimed at raising funds for debt repayment and working capital. In a statement, the Herald Mail shared that LQR House, a company focused on the spirits and beverage e-commerce sector, has entered into agreements to sell approximately 7 million shares of common stock at a price of 90 cents per share, which is expected to generate gross proceeds of around $6.5 million. The closing of this transaction is anticipated shortly, pending standard closing conditions. The funds raised will primarily be utilized to settle existing obligations and litigation-related costs, with any surplus directed toward general business operations. AGP/Alliance Global Partners is serving as the sole placement agent for this offering. LQR House aims to establish itself as a significant player in the online alcohol marketplace, featuring a platform that connects consumers with a diverse selection of premium spirits and wines. The company leverages technology and data analytics to enhance the shopping experience, positioning itself as a modern solution for consumers seeking convenience in their alcohol purchases. This move reflects LQR House's ongoing strategy to disrupt traditional sales channels in the alcohol industry, particularly through its flagship site, CWSpirits.com. The funds raised will support its ambitious growth plans and marketing efforts.
This commentary focuses on recent activity surrounding Fortinet, Inc., a cybersecurity firm, and notable changes in its institutional ownership and stock ratings. Market observers at MarketBeat found that Saracen & Partners LLP increased its stake in Fortinet by 3% in the third quarter, now holding nearly 3 million shares. This investment represents about 2.4% of their overall portfolio, making Fortinet their 16th largest position. Additionally, various institutional investors have been adjusting their stakes in Fortinet. For instance, LSV Asset Management entered a new position valued at $25,000, while both the Saudi Central Bank and eFund Management Hong Kong also increased their holdings. eFund Management raised its stake by over 41%, now owning a total of 355 shares valued at approximately $38,000. Insider trading activity is also noteworthy, with Vice President Michael Z selling a little over 3,500 shares recently, and Chief Executive Officer Ken Z selling around 158,000 shares. Despite these sales, insiders still own a significant portion of the company, approximately 17.2%. Turning to Fortinet's stock performance, it opened at $80.24 recently, with a 52-week low of $70.12 and a high of $114.82. The company reported strong quarterly earnings, with earnings per share of 74 cents, surpassing analyst expectations. However, the sentiment from analysts has been mixed. Several brokerages have downgraded Fortinet's rating from strong buy to hold, and target prices have been adjusted downward. For example, Jefferies Financial Group reduced its target price from $85 to $80. Currently, the consensus rating for Fortinet stands at hold, with an average target price around $90. Overall, while Fortinet shows strong financial performance, the recent adjustments in analyst ratings and institutional holdings reflect a cautious outlook in the current market environment.
This report covers the significant increase in institutional investments in Digital Realty Trust, Inc. According to MarketBeat's latest report, Sound Income Strategies, LLC, has dramatically increased its holdings in Digital Realty Trust by an astonishing 27,677.8% during the third quarter. This surge means the firm now owns nearly 88,000 shares. valued at approximately $15,380,000. In addition to sound income strategies, several other institutional investors have made noteworthy moves in digital realty trust. Norges Bank established a new position worth nearly $3.8 billion in the second quarter. The Canada Pension Plan Investment Board also ramped up its stake by 63% in the first quarter, bringing its total shares to over 7 million, which are now valued at just over $1 billion. Other major players like Goldman Sachs and CBRE Investment Management also boosted their stakes significantly during the same period. On the analyst front, Digital Realty Trust has garnered a mix of ratings. While some analysts maintain a hold stance, others have upgraded their target prices, with JP Morgan Chase and Citigroup raising theirs to around $200 to $212. The overall consensus among analysts suggests a moderate buy rating with an average price target just under $200. Additionally, the company has recently announced a quarterly dividend of $1.22, which reflects an annualized yield of about 3.3%. However, it's worth noting that Digital Realty's dividend payout ratio sits at 126.1%, indicating that the company is paying out more in dividends than it earns, a factor that investors should watch closely. In terms of stock performance, Digital Realty Trust opened at approximately $150.11 recently, with a market capitalization exceeding $51 billion. The stock has experienced fluctuations, with a 12-month low of around $129 and a high of $187. Overall, the substantial institutional interest combined with nuanced analyst ratings suggests a dynamic landscape for Digital Realty Trust, making it a company to keep an eye on as it navigates its future growth.
This report discusses the recent changes in institutional ownership and analyst ratings for Perrigo Company PLC. Market observers at MarketBeat found that Sound Income Strategies LLC increased its investment in Perrigo by over 35% during the third quarter, now holding around 717,000 shares valued at approximately $15.5 million. This significant stake indicates growing confidence among institutional investors, as they collectively own nearly 96% of the company's stock. Other funds have also made notable moves, with Access Investment Management acquiring a new position worth about $8.9 million, and TD Asset Management purchasing shares valued at around $965,000. Additionally, Royal Bank of Canada raised its stake by over 21%, now owning over 414,000 shares valued at about $11.6 million. In terms of insider activity, Director Jeffrey M. Parker bought 7,500 shares recently, marking a substantial increase in his ownership. This transaction was reported at an average price of $14.18 per share. On the analyst front, the outlook for Perrigo seems mixed. Some analysts have downgraded their ratings. For instance, Zacks Research shifted from a hold to a strong sell recommendation, while Weiss Ratings maintained a sell rating. Canaccord Genuity reduced their price target significantly from $40 to $20, but still rated it as a buy. Overall, the consensus among analysts currently suggests a reduce rating with a target price around $22. As for stock performance, Perrigo shares opened at $13.24 recently, reflecting a slight decline. The company has a market capitalization of approximately $1.8 billion and reported quarterly earnings that exceeded expectations, although its revenue showed a decline compared to the previous year. With a current dividend yield of 8.8%, Perrigo continues to attract attention for its high yield. Despite the challenges reflected in its financial metrics, including a negative net margin, this ongoing situation presents a complex picture for investors as they evaluate the company's position in the market.
This commentary focuses on recent changes in institutional ownership and stock performance of Kenvue Inc. Insights from Market Beat reveal that Thomasville National Bank significantly reduced its stake in Kenvue by nearly 95% during the third quarter, selling over 700,000 shares. After this sale, the bank now holds approximately 40,000 shares, valued at around $657,000. In contrast, other institutional investors have been increasing their positions in Kenvue. For example, Renaissance Capital raised its holdings by over 8%, acquiring an additional 48,000 shares, bringing their total to over 629,000 shares. Similarly, Farther Finance Advisors boosted their stake by more than 80% during the same period. Kenvue's share price opened at $17.02 recently, with the stock showing a slight decline of 0.5%. The company's market capitalization stands at $32.6 billion, with a price-to-earnings ratio of about 22.7. Analysts have a mixed outlook on Kenvue, with ratings ranging from strong buy to hold, and a consensus price target of around $20.23. Kenvue also announced a quarterly dividend of 20.75 cents, which translates to an annual yield of 4.9%. Despite some positive movements, it's worth noting that Kenvue's revenue for the last quarter fell 3.5% year over year, indicating some challenges in maintaining growth. Overall, while institutional investors are adjusting their stakes, Kenvue stock performance and revenue trends present a complex picture for potential investors to consider.
This report covers recent significant changes in institutional ownership of Sabra Healthcare Real Estate Investment Trust, Inc. MarketBeat analysis shows that Sound Income Strategies, LLC, dramatically increased its stake in Sabra Healthcare REIT by an astonishing 42,486.2% during the third quarter. This move added 721,410 shares to their portfolio, bringing their total ownership to about 721,000 shares, valued at approximately $12,899,000. Other institutional investors are also showing interest, with several hedge funds adjusting their positions in Sabra. For instance, SVB Wealth LLC and Wealth Preservation Advisors LLC both initiated new stakes in the first quarter, valued at around $34,000 and $38,000, respectively. Notably, Eversource Wealth Advisors lifted their stake significantly by over 150%, now holding 2,555 shares worth around $47,000. In terms of Sabra Healthcare's market performance, the company opened at $18.69. It has shown a market capitalization of approximately $4.6 billion, with a price-to-earnings ratio of 25.96. The trust has also been performing relatively well in terms of earnings, having reported earnings per share of 38 cents for the last quarter, slightly exceeding analyst expectations with a revenue of $190 million. The trust has declared a quarterly dividend of 30 cents, yielding about 6.4% annually. Although its payout ratio stands at 166.67%, indicating that it is distributing more earnings than it is generating. Looking ahead, analysts maintain a generally positive outlook for Sabra Healthcare REIT, with a consensus rating of moderate buy and a price target averaging around $21. This suggests a cautious optimism among investors regarding the trust's future performance, reflecting the broader interest in healthcare-related real estate investments. This report covers recent changes in institutional investments in Avalon Bay Communities Incorporated. Citing MarketBeat's data, Saracen and Partners LLP has significantly reduced its stake in Avalon Bay by more than 50% during the third quarter, now holding just under 12,000 shares after selling over 13,000. This move reflects a broader trend, as numerous other institutional investors have also adjusted their positions in the real estate investment trust. Interestingly, while some investors like Perpetual Limited and CX Institutional have made slight increases to their holdings, the overall sentiment appears cautious. Avalon Bay's stock has recently opened at around $179, down by 1.2%. In terms of valuation, Avalon Bay has a market capitalization of approximately $25 billion, with a price-to-earnings ratio just under 22. Analysts remain divided, with several recent downgrades in price targets suggesting a more cautious outlook on the stock. The average target price now stands at just over $205. On a more positive note, AvalonBay announced a quarterly dividend of $1.75 per share, which translates to an annual yield of about 3.9%. This dividend is set to be paid in mid-January, reflecting the company's commitment to returning capital to shareholders despite some recent earnings misses. Overall, AvalonBay Communities is navigating a complex landscape of institutional interest and stock performance, which could present both challenges and opportunities for investors.
This report covers recent changes in institutional ownership and analyst ratings for Ventas, Inc. Fresh reporting from MarketBeat reveals that Saracen & Partners has significantly reduced its stake in Ventas, selling nearly 70% of its shares during the third quarter. This leaves the firm with just over 35,000 shares, valued at approximately $2.4 million. In contrast, other institutional investors are taking a more aggressive approach. Wellington Management Group has dramatically increased its holdings by over 2,000%, now owning around 918,000 shares worth about $63 million. Similarly, Banco Bilbao Vizcaya Argentaria has raised its stake by 8.4%, while Price T. Rowe Associates has also increased its holdings by 4.6%. On the analyst front, there has been a flurry of activity. Cantor Fitzgerald recently upped its price target for Ventas from $77 to $85, maintaining an overweight rating. Other firms have followed suit, with JP Morgan Chase increasing its target from $72 to $76, and Wells Fargo raising its target from $80 to $88. Overall, analysts have a consensus rating of moderate buy for Ventas, with an average target price of around $79. In insider trading news, Chief Executive Officer Deborah A. Cafaro sold over 317,000 shares, reflecting a significant decrease in her holdings. Meanwhile, the company recently reported earnings that slightly exceeded expectations, with earnings per share at 88 cents, showing a notable increase from the previous year. As for the stock's performance, shares opened at approximately $79.13, down about 1% from previous trading sessions. The company continues to maintain a strong market presence, with a market capitalization of around $37 billion. In summary, while some institutional investors are pulling back from Ventas, others are ramping up their investments, and analysts remain optimistic about its future performance, indicating a mixed yet cautiously favorable outlook for this real estate investment trust.
This report discusses recent institutional investments and analyst ratings for the TJX Companies, Inc., as detailed by MarketBeat. According to MarketBeat analysis, Seneca House Advisors has recently made a notable investment in TJX Companies, acquiring nearly 14,500 shares valued at just over $2 million. This positions TJX as the firm's 29th largest holding. Other institutional investors have also been active, with several firms establishing new stakes in the company this past quarter, including Lavaca Capital and Princeton Global Asset Management, who invested smaller amounts in the range of $25,000 to $30,000. Analyst sentiment appears overwhelmingly positive towards TJX Companies. Reports indicate that Barclays has set a price target of $172, while Evercore ISI has raised theirs to $165, reflecting a strong outlook. The average price target among analysts currently stands at approximately $161.50, with many rating the stock as a buy or outperform. Currently, shares of TJX Companies opened at around $154.58. with a market capitalization of $171 billion. The company's recent quarterly earnings have shown a significant improvement, reporting earnings per share of $1.28, surpassing analyst expectations. revenue has also seen a healthy year-over-year increase of 7.5%. In terms of dividends, TJX Companies has announced a quarterly payment of approximately 42.5 cents per share, which translates to an annual yield of about 1.1%. Overall, with institutional backing, positive analyst ratings, and solid financial performance, TJX Companies is positioned favorably in the retail sector, reflecting investor confidence as the holiday shopping season approaches.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.